take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morning, Suri, how are you?
Morning, Rachel. I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well in the studio. I'm excited to talk books with you this morning. What are we chatting about today?
Today we'll be talking about Bewilderment by Richard Powers. I think it'll be a familiar name for a lot of people who listen. He won the Pulitzer last year for a book called The Overstory. And Bewilderment is a really beautiful book. And I haven't read The Overstory, but apparently a lot more accessible. Bewilderment follows a widowed scientist, Theo, who programs simulations of life on other planets. And he and his neurodivergent son are just experiencing the loss of his wife, who's this really, like, through his tellings of her, this really vivid, bright, intelligent activist. And you don't find out exactly what happens to her in the book, but it looks like she met quite a tragic end, and the truth is quite unclear. Following her death, it follows, like, how this psychological devastation impacts the relationship between the father and the son, but also, like, in her remembrance, like, kind of breathes new life into their relationship as well. So the son, it starts becoming quite withdrawn, and his behavior starts becoming more and more erratic at school until he's expelled. And as a result, he's made to, like, undertake a test to see if he's neurodivergent, and his father becomes more and more resistant to medicating him, and they find this experimental cure.
Whoa.
It's apparently this clinic. So this part of the book apparently is based on, like, a classic sci-fi novel called Flowers for Algernon,
It's one of those books that I have not read, but it is one of those books that in things I have read, it's frequently referenced.
Yeah, same. I haven't read it either, but I really want to. And it sounds like a really fascinating little story of a mouse who becomes, like, a psychological experiment, and at first they find that the experiment is going really well, and he develops, like, this sort of supernatural empathy, which happens to the boy in this book as well, but I won't say how it ends. I think what Richard Powers does really, really beautifully in this book is sort of mesh, like, the natural world and our understanding of science, and what we lose when we don't have an understanding of science. Like, this takes place in a world where Trump wins a second term.
I don't like that world.
No, thank you.
And obviously, like, the investment in that kind of knowledge isn't there, and how, like, you know, connecting with the natural world brings, like, a special kind of purpose into people's lives and saves human beings, like, in a physical way, but also in, like, a psychological way. There's lots of, like, really beautiful bits on, like, Spinoza, who's a philosopher, on Buddhism. I think it's, like, a novel that reminds me, I think, a lot of, like, Ellie Smith. It's, like, very urgent, it's very philosophical, it's, like, built, like, this, it's got this moral purpose sort of, like, built into the fibres of the book. Like, what Richard Powers is saying is really clear here. And sometimes I think as a result it's, like, a little bit didactic.
Right.
But I think ultimately, yeah, like, a very tender and beautiful rendering of, like, a father-son relationship.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, good one for the summer, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, so Ellie Smith, whenever, you know, she's sort of brought up as a comparison, she is quite an accessible writer. Like, she writes beautifully and philosophically, as you say, but it is quite easy to pick up an Ellie Smith book. Is this book the same, or is it a little bit more work to get into it?
No, I think it's the same. I think it's like really accessible. I think it's like something that would probably have quite a broad audience, and it's super compelling. So if you're not a huge reader, I think you can still get into it.
Excellent. Well, this sounds very good. What's the name and who's the author again?
The Wilderment, and it's by Richard Powers.
Fantastic. And it's on the shelves now, I presume?
Yep, in stores now.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Siri. That sounds like one I think I'd be quite keen to read. We've had a few texts about Flowers for Algernon. Someone says Stephen King ripped it off for his story in the movie Lawnmower Man. There's been a few TV versions of it as well. It's a kind of a touchstone in sci-fi. Yeah, yeah. Hey, thank you, Siri. Have a great morning, and we will see you soon.
See you soon, Rachel. Bye.
Bye. Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you so much.